The Tourism Biz Bites from the 7 podcast is brought to you by RTO7 in partnership with Community Future South Georgian Bay and with generous support from Tourism Simcoe County. For more information about the T3 Accelerator Coaching Program, visit rto7.ca.
We were one of the first in the Beaver Valley to start producing wine, and more I'm realizing that not a lot of wineries offer such an in-depth product knowledge. Wow, great, we get to sit outside. This is brilliant. We get to sit outside, we get to drink, and we're by a fire pole. It's an experience. They love something that's different.
Welcome to the T3 Accelerator Podcast, the podcast for tourism businesses in Tourism Region 7. That's the tourism region that covers Bruce, Grey, and Simcoe County in Ontario, Canada. I'm your host, Tracy Sternad. In this episode, I sit down with Andrea O'Reilly, who is the marketing manager of one of the region's first wineries, Georgian Hills Vineyards, in the gorgeous Beaver Valley in Blue Mountain, Ontario. The Beaver Valley isn't traditionally known for winemaking. This is apple country. But over the years, the team at Georgian Hills Vineyards have found a way to work with our unique microclimate, which tends to be much cooler than the Niagara Peninsula. By focusing on cold hardy varieties, Georgian Hills has produced award-winning wines that have put the region on the map. So Andrea, tell me what you do here at Georgian Hills Vineyards.
My name is Andrea O'Reilly, and I am currently working for Georgian Hills Vineyards in the capacity of marketing manager.
Okay, so tell me how the founders started producing wine here in the Beaver Valley.
Robert, who was one of the partners that started the business, he is steeped in the wine industry. And in fact, you know, one of his previous careers was he represented New Zealand wine all across Canada. So he's very familiar with cool climate wine, and it was his vision that has seen what happened in New Zealand, that this would be an ideal area to replicate that. But we were one of the first in the Beaver Valley to start producing wine. And as Robert and John both say, it's sort of like a vision in the making, and Mother Nature rules up here. You think one thing, and then Mother Nature will throw you a curveball, and well, it might not just be the you know, vintage that you're thinking you're going to have.
So definitely the climate here is a challenge that Georgian Hills has overcome. Tell me about your most popular wines.
It really depends, although there's a couple of ones that I can say, oh, okay, that's flying off the shelf. So our Naughty Bay Rosé, hugely popular in the summertime, especially with the younger female demographic. It's like their go-to. You see so many of those bottles going out these doors. It's crazy. Surprisingly, there's a wine. It's our dessert wine. It's made from apple because it's a very unique flavor. And there, we also have a sparkling. It's like we call it Viva Vidal, which is like cheers to life. And I call it the Beaver Valley Bubbly. It's basically our Vidal wine that we've made into like a bubbly. That's like a no-brainer for anybody if they want to take to a party or anything like that.
And vineyards are so synonymous with that whole idea of experience. Andrea, can you tell me what experiences you offer here at Georgian Hills?
So we have tasting bar where you can come up to the tasting bar and taste 5 wines or ciders. And that's a great experience because more and more I'm realizing that not a lot of wineries offer such an in-depth product knowledge when you actually taste. It's more like, oh, here, taste. Oh, here, just taste, and do you like it or not, as opposed to actually describing what you're tasting. So that's important. And then we've got the food and wine component where you sit down for a glass of wine and some food. That's definitely involved. I mean, initially started off with some food trucks to bring some activity to the vineyard, and those food trucks each had their own unique following. So that was great. It brought a whole bunch of excitement and energy. And then we've evolved that to this summer. We actually had our own kind of food truck, and we had our own chef prepare our foods.
And you guys did a great pivot with the pandemic by ramping up your outdoor experiences. Tell me about that.
So we put up huge tents, social distance, and that made people feel comfortable. So everything was outside. It was kind of like a perfect COVID storm. Like we just made people stay outside. The tents offered like a lot of space and room. They loved it because it's like, wow, great. We get to sit outside. Like, this is brilliant. We get to sit outside. We get to drink and we're by a fire pole. It's an experience. They love something that's different.
You also host weddings here at Georgian Hills. Tell me about that part of the business.
We're one of the only like outdoor wedding venue, and we have a very unique proposition in that it's a winery and it's an open space. And so for those individuals that want that, there's a romanticism and a charm to having a wedding at a winery. So we, as I said, definitely intentionally moved in that direction.
Your team has done a great job with growth, and the place is beautiful. Your digital marketing is on point. Where do you guys see opportunities for growth in the future?
Areas that we would like to grow are really further develop our e-commerce business. That's an underutilized aspect because there are so many people that come out to the winery for the experience. They've already had the experience, so, and they've enjoyed the wine. So there's an opportunity to continue on that relationship with the customer from an e-commerce standpoint. That it's underdeveloped right now. Well, particularly when you think about it, in the wintertime, the ease of going to our online store, typing in like, you know what, I'd like 5 bottles of wine, and great, we have local delivery. In the winter, there's not many people that want to travel like a gray road to that are locals. So because we have local delivery within like a 20-25 kilometer radius, we also have a courier that will like ship within 2 days. So it's almost, again, that's another like a COVID expectation, that it's like that online business, it's all you didn't used to be an issue, but now it's a bigger growing concern.
Definitely, and I think Georgian Hills and your whole team is doing a great job.
But it also starts, I think it comes back to both partners understanding and trusting that they're there to create the best overall experience for their guests.
And Andrea, you were a participant in the T3 Accelerator coaching program. Tell me why you got involved with T3.
You know what, when you're like in a small entrepreneurial business, you are running so fast. You've got 2 owners, but they also have their own businesses. You're just juggling so much, and sometimes you need someone to hold you to the ground, to make you accountable. So the T3, I was like, you know what, this is good, because the day-to-day business, they're good, they're entrepreneurs. They'll make it happen. And the challenge with being an entrepreneur is that's what they know, but the ability to scale, that's at a different level. And the coaches that they had, we would walk away from that coaching session with 3 actionable steps. And that was so great for like the partners, because this is like, okay, guys, we're just not, busy on the treadmill every day. We can be, but if we want to grow, we need to think from a higher strategic vision.
Thanks for tuning in to this T3 Accelerator podcast episode. These podcasts are possible through the great coaches and businesses participating in the T3 Accelerator coaching program, being willing to share their expertise and experiences. A shout out to the numerous T3 Accelerator partners and sponsors, in particular RTO7, Community Futures South Georgian Bay, and Tourism Simcoe County. More information on T3 Accelerator can be found on the RTO7.ca website and clicking on T3 Accelerator. We hope you take action on at least 1 tip or idea you picked up in this episode, and that the information shared with you helps your business. Thanks for listening. I'm Tracy Sternag.